You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
There's a new dating app that basically sets you up based solely on your availability to go out on a date and the fact that you look good in a picture.
I've been taking a look at this. Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's a little different than what's been going on there, right? So what's the big selling point right now? Either you want to hook up or you want to be married. There's really no in between, right? People that want to go out and have a good time, it's kind of a mess out there. So you got like Match, which I guess, you know, it's like a booklet like you fill out. It's a lot of stuff to it.
This is interesting.
Then you have like Tinder, which is like, you know, swipe left, swipe right, that kind of stuff. And you've got some, you know, basic parameter set. The new app is called Go First or First, and you can find it on iTunes right now at this point. And the way it works is basically you choose the date. So you decide where it is that you want to go, Anna.
So like, it's like, you know what? Tonight I want to go to Cheesecake Factory and I want a guy that's going to pay for me. So all I do is put up a picture of myself and say 7 o'clock tonight, Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory, you're paying.
And that's it.
And you post it up there and you see if anybody's interested in that date. And then a number of people can say, yes, I'm interested in this date or whatever. And you just choose one. It's that easy.
I can't figure out if this is the ultimate in laziness or if this is genius, because I have a friend of mine who's recently single, and the other night we were on Match.com, and we were reading like everybody's profiles and things like that.
Right.
And there were guys that I thought were very attractive, and I was like, oh, why don't you message him? Why don't you like wink at him or whatever you're supposed to do, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we would start dissecting their bio, their bio, and we'd be like, oh, no.
So this is kind of what they're saying. So they did a study group. One group had 24 options when it came to their dating as far as different things that they would read about and know about the person.
Right.
The other one only had 6, and they found out that after a week later, and after dates and all that stuff, the ones that only had 6 actually had much less regrets as to the dates and the selection they chose. And they think that it's fear of missing out. So that, you know, when you see and you know all these in-depth things about people, or you're reading these profiles, like you're keeping your options open and you're trying to figure it out. And then there's this whole courtship that happens before you actually even meet.
Right. And I think that's a problem. I think that they may, even though this sounds kind of creepy, like, hey, who wants to take me out to dinner tonight at 7 o'clock? That's, it seems odd. I understand the logic behind it, because there's a lot of things that if I read a bio about my husband before I met him,
right,
I don't know if I ever would have went out on my first date with him.
I think that's fair enough. The other thing is, too, is like if you've been dating online for a while, then you'll probably get a little bit tired of the runaround with it. Even if there's all these different things in the profile, you got the liars, you got the people that just don't adhere to what they've actually, you know, all those different things. Whereas this is a little bit more spontaneous again. It's kind of old school meets new school.
What's it called again?
It's called First, and it's on iTunes as of yesterday.
Huh, we'll see how this goes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's always kind of been her thing, right? Drawing?
You have to promise not to freak out.
Amber drew that?
She's working through some stuff.
You know, feelings aren't bad. When you get angry, sad, or scared, put it in here. where it can't hurt anyone.
Here's the thing. Life is all about balancing the good and the bad.
I saw an eyeball with legs.
Every part of that was horrifying.
Sketch. In theaters now. Get your tickets at angel.com/sketch.